A cold front will be moving through the Midwest as we go into the weekend, and it's likely to disrupt field work, but only for a brief period of time. This frontal system will have its beginnings tonight in the northwestern Corn Belt, and in particular, it'll be most significant from Nebraska into the eastern Dakotas and western Minnesota. Those areas will likely end up with anywhere from 3/10 to 8/10 of an inch of rain, with some localized amounts maybe getting upwards to about an inch and a half to 2 inches. Now, the areas that get the greatest rain will be a narrow band from eastern South Dakota into northwestern portions of Minnesota, and it will occur briefly as we go through the evening and overnight tonight, and it'll be over. After that, we will not see any other area in the Midwest pick up on hefty amounts of rain from this particular frontal boundary. In fact, the frontal boundary will likely weaken as it advances to the east across the region. We'll expect to see the precipitation amounts diminish as it does advance to the east, with totals in the rest of the western Corn Belt running a few hundredths of an inch upwards to 5 or 6 tenths of an inch, while amounts in the eastern Midwest will start off the same in Illinois and parts of western Indiana, but Ohio and eastern Kentucky may not get more than a quarter of an inch of rain. The precipitation will also be somewhat restricted in the Delta, but we'll see a few stronger thunderstorms down there. Once this frontal boundary is through the region, we'll have a couple of days of cooler conditions, but it will not be cold. There is no risk of frost or freeze conditions. In fact, for the next full week, we'll expect to see the low temperatures only dipping back into the 40s and 50s across the region, which is not much different from what we have out there today. We are expecting to see a couple of upper 30-degree readings possible in the extreme eastern parts of North Dakota for a brief period of time this weekend. There will be warmer air moving back across the region, and we'll expect to see generally dry conditions occurring as well. The dry weather is going to occur from Sunday all the way into Tuesday for the western Corn Belt, and probably into Wednesday for the eastern areas. Now, there may be a few spotty showers that will pop up during midweek next week, but I don't think any of them will have much meaning. A trace to 1/15 of an inch of moisture is about all that can come from any one of the showers, and most of them will be so disorganized and so brief, the impact on farming will be minimal. We will look for our next storm system to begin evolving on Wednesday in the western Corn Belt. That storm system could end up producing a large amount of rain in the upper Midwest and some neighboring areas of Canada, but it doesn't look like it'll have a big impact on the heart of the Midwest, although it will disrupt fieldwork once again as we get into the period from the October 4th through the 6th. During that period of time, which begins a week from today, we'll likely see the rainfall across the Midwest significant enough to stall fieldwork for a day or two. In fact, some of the rains might be a little bit greater with this event, and we could see the delay last just another day longer while we wait to dry down. The best news is that there will be a number of days following that event that will likely be dry. The temperature bias is going to be above normal for most of the Midwest as we go forward through this next 7 days. We'll look for highs today in the upper 70s and 80s in the majority of the region, some colder air in the far northwest, but it won't start to impact the Midwest until tomorrow. Tomorrow we'll see highs in the upper 50s and 60s in the Dakotas and portions of Minnesota, 60s and 70s in the rest of the western Corn Belt, but it'll be still very warm in the eastern areas with 70s and lower 80s common. We'll look for the cooler air in the eastern Midwest on Sunday with highs mostly in the upper 60s and 70s, and then we'll start warming all over again. Temperatures most of the rest of next week will be in the 70s and 80s across a big part of the Midwest. Our low temperatures at night should be mostly 40s and 50s as we get into the late weekend and next week, but over these next 2 mornings it'll be notably warmer ahead of the cold front that's coming across the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.